Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 6th of September 2021. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Portal. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. Our club has its own website at sdfarc.org. I will pause now to allow for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, and I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, the E7KI, for making this conference available to us. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the NC to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs, and it's not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, but this week I couldn't think of a good one. So it's going to be another open mic net. Anything on your mind, it's fair game. I will take several rounds of check-in. And first of all, I will acknowledge the stations that are connected to the TechLink conference. And I see somebody just joined us here, KI5QOC. I also see AB3KC, KC3LYZ, PY2BIL, and KJ8AM. So you guys are already on my check-in list. And I'm looking for the ham conference. I don't see it, but I do see the digital gateway. Well, there it is, right. NB0X-L. So if you're out there in DMR land or System Fusion or All-Star, one of those things, that's probably, if you would like to be added to my list as a check-in, please call now.
This is AG5RB on the DMR bridge, Ross in Bel Air, and SDF, your name is Philip.
Okay, I got AG5RB, Ross, out of that. So we'll come back again and ask for more check-ins, but we might as well start going down the list now. KJ8AM, go ahead.
Hello, I'm KJ8AM. What was the question?
Yes, the usual protocol here is that you give your handle, your location roughly, and if you have an SDF username, give that as well. And if we had a topic, then that would be the time for you to give your comment about the topic. But since we don't have a topic, it's kind of open. If you have something that's been on your mind about ham radio, or maybe even if it's not about ham radio, go ahead and mention it now. So handle, QTH, and SDF username, etc.
Okay, my name is Kevin. I'm in Upper Arlington. Nothing in particular comes to mind. My username on SDF is also KJ8AM.
Okay, and I'm not sure I caught your QTH. It sounded like Burlington. Is that like up in New England somewhere, or did I mishear that?
Sorry, my QTH is Upper Arlington, Ohio.
Okay, got you. Upper Arlington, Ohio. Thank you, Kevin. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
This is PY2BIO, SDF username G Camari from São Paulo in Brazil. So hi everybody. So there's no specific topic, so just report on my activities these days. I guess I mentioned last time I was on the net that I was building my QRP station to do some SODA activations in the region. So I'm still working on that. The equipment is a BitX 40. That's the older series of the BitX ones, right? Only 40 meters SSB. So still working on that. It's coming together. But there's a lot of other stuff you have to get. So like your antennas and power and all that together. So working on all of that, it's really fun. So whenever I'm ready, I'm going to report here how I'm making out. So for the time being, having fun putting things together, which is always part of the fun, right? So back to unit control, this is PY2BIL.
Okay, fine business, Guillermo. Yes, let us know how that develops. And as I recall, you live in like an urban environment, right? Are you in an apartment? So getting on 40 meters, I understand, can be a challenge for you there. Let me give you a chance to reply to that.
Yes, that's correct, Wayne. I only intend to use this rig on SODA activations. So out there on the hills surrounding São Paulo, right, there are quite a bit of hills there, so I intend to go with a bunch of friends. They're already doing it, right, with QRP up there, so you get a little bit more of your battery, right? But yeah, no, I don't intend to use that here in the city. So back to you.
Okay, I'm doing a face palm there. You said SOTA at the beginning, and I should have made the connection there. All right, thank you, Guillermo. Next on my list is Kilo Charlie 3, Lima Yankee Zulu.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Nothing special this week, but I'm having a weird bug with DMR on certain talk groups. I can hear them okay, but they can't hear me. I don't know what's going on. Something changed with Brandmeister, I think. But not every talk group, but it seemed like the statewide ones where they have some local nets.
Well, sorry to hear about that. Also, sorry I can't help you with it. I'm kind of allergic to DMR. But maybe some of the other hams on the net here might have some advice about that. Well, anyway, thank you for checking in, Robert. You're one of the regulars here that we count on. Moving along, AB3KC.
Hello, this is AB3KC Collins, and my handle on SDF is Dirty Rig. I'm in Northern Virginia near Washington, D.C. I guess AB9FJ, do I sound okay? I have more, but I guess signal report, please.
You sound fine. I can't think of any complaints about it. So, yeah, you've got things set up well there. I think this is your second time on the net here, so I just want to welcome you and hope that we'll hear from you regularly. Let me pass it back to you if you have anything else to add.
Yeah, I've got a short story about this time last week when Hurricane Ida was down in New Orleans. I had a tree near my house way away here in Virginia, just decided to tip over, and it got hung up in some other trees, but it was a very, very, well, I later learned it weighed 5,000 pounds, so I had a couple days to get that moved before the rest of the storm came through Virginia, and the tree people brought out a crane, and they lifted that thing up, told me it weighed 5,000 pounds, and laid it down in my front yard. So that was exciting, and it was about this time last week. I heard something happen, but it was dark, so I didn't know what happened until the next morning. But we got that away from the house before the storm came in, and then obviously we got lots of rain, although Philadelphia, I guess Bob up there in Philadelphia probably, I think he got more than we did here in Northern Virginia. But it was one wild week and just absolutely amazing, the amount of rain and devastation on the East Coast from that rain. But we did okay here, and luckily I was able to get that tree taken care of, so there's no damage, no property damage. That's about all. So AB9FJ in the net, AB3KC.
What did you do with that tree in your front yard there? Are you going to cut it up and use it for wood in the fireplace if you have one, or dispose of it somehow?
Yeah, my plan is definitely to burn it. We've got two wood stoves, and that's my exercise plan is wood and chopping and splitting and bucking and anything firewood. That's my exercise routine. So I don't go to the club, but I do try to cut as much firewood as I can. We have three wooded acres, and so there's always something to cut up.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. And now that you mentioned it, we should maybe go back to Robert there and see how well did you fare during those storms there, Robert?
KC3LYZ, yeah, we were lucky. We did okay, no damage here, but a couple of our friends got hit, and a local brewery that I like got shut down. They have to rebuild, I think, some of the area there. And Manayunk is like a community in Philly here.
Okay, well, it's good to hear that you survived it okay. Sorry about the brew pub there. gosh, you can't... that would be a loss, yeah. Thanks, Robert. Let's see, who's next on my list here? KI5QOC, Marcus?
Ahoy! Hello, this is KI5QOC. I'm not... talking on the radio on Echolink is kind of funny. So, I'm sorry, I'm just a little... it's like, okay, I'm not pushing the push to talk. Anyway, I'm down here in Austin, Texas, and... my SDF username is MNW, Mike November Whiskey. There's a lot. There's been a lot going on, but really I've just been studying up. I'm a technician, going to take my general test tomorrow, and I've got a couple of, I'm in an apartment, so I've got a few loop antennas and an old FT-101B that I'm itching to turn on. You know, I've been turning it on to tune into stuff, but I'm excited to start broadcasting on it, so, or at least a little bit. We'll see. I don't want to blow it up. Anyway, that's all that's happening down here. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, well, good to hear from you there, and good luck on the test tomorrow. And this is just a minor nit there, but we don't say broadcast, we say transmit. Broadcasting technically is illegal for ham. Transmitting, though, that's what we do. Of course, in practice, a lot of times we're just talking to the air, and which means that anybody out there listening is our audience. So in practice, maybe we are broadcasting, but we don't call it that. Anyway, thank you for joining us this week, Marcus. Let's see, have I already called Ross? HE5RB, is it your turn? Okay, maybe he stepped away from the radio there. I thought maybe we heard from him already, but I'm not sure about that. So let's move over here to VK2DY, the other Robert.
Good morning. This is Robert Victor Kilo, 2 Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Are we just having sort of a rag chew today, or is there a question, VK2DY?
Yeah, I really need to get into the habit there of repeating the topic, if there is one, for people who come in after the start of the net there. But you know, this week is another open mic. Anything that's on your mind, ad lib.
Good morning. This is Robert again, BK2DY. Sorry, there's a bit of noise here. 16 degrees Celsius. Sun is shining. Sky is blue. It is going to be another beautiful spring day here. Yesterday was Father's Day, and we... So we celebrated, had some nice barbecue lunch and some cake, and just had a nice day of it at home. We're still officially locked down here in Sydney. Probably will be until the end of September when we hit 70% vaccination rates. When we hit that, they're going to take off some of the restrictions. But until then, we're locked down. Other than that, my Radio Barry is sitting in an Australia Post delivery center in Seven Hills, which is about 15 kilometers from here, waiting to be delivered. I'm getting anxious to get that. I don't know if I mentioned Radio Barry here, but Radio Barry is a Raspberry Pi hat that is an SDR. And ordered it from AliExpress over a month ago now, and it's finally nearby, so hopefully it gets delivered today or tomorrow. Other than that, not really much else happening here. It's spring, so everything's getting warm, everything's in blossom. Let me reset for a second. Just a note on the word broadcast. That is very American. You guys have a legal definition that defines broadcasting as commercial broadcasting. So yeah, you guys don't broadcast. We in Australia don't have that legal definition. So we often call like like the news line, we call that broadcasting because it's just a reading of the news. So it is really broadcasting, and without the legal definition of the word, we use it. So I guess it really depends on where you're at. Thank you again, VK2DY. Back to that.
Okay, thank you, Robert. There are a couple of things I want to follow up on, and doing it last in, first out. Well, now the thing about broadcast, there's a nuance to it. There's actually exceptions to it, and the primary exception that I'm aware of is that the ARRL is allowed to make, well, first of all, let me back up and define broadcasting. Broadcasting is when you are transmitting to people who are not expected to reply to you. So it's a one-way, you know, a one-to-many communication. And that's not what amateurs are supposed to do. Amateurs are supposed to do one-to-one, or perhaps one-to-many in a situation where the many would also reply to you. For example, this net is a one-to-many with replies. But I think what they were really after is they did not want people to get an amateur license in order to be a radio station transmitting to the public. So that's kind of the distinction made. But like I said, the major exception that they make for ham radio is the ARRL, who have they have a station at the headquarters, and they have a regular schedule of transmitting bulletins, you know, news items about amateur radio, and also Morse code practice, which, you know, people are expected to listen to it, but not to reply to it, right? So that is the definition of broadcasting, and the ARRL needed an exemption from the FCC in order to permit that. And the rest of us, though, unless we also get such an exemption, we're not supposed to do that. And in the case of Newsline, and I speak as one who does that on our local repeater every week, that's part of the net that does involve people replying. So it's not strictly a broadcast in the sense of me just getting on the air to do Newsline and nothing else going on. So, but it's a good point that you mentioned that it's a North American FCC specific distinction that I'm making, and you guys down under can ignore everything that I say. Now, let me reset. Okay, and I'm under the impression that down there in Australia, is the issue about vaccinations that you just can't get enough vaccine? You have plenty of people who, you know, you have plenty of demand, but the supply is weak. Am I correct about that, or is it more nuanced?
I'm going to try very hard to not get political. I am of one political stripe here that I don't want to talk about. But basically, let's see. Basically, the Australian government backed AstraZeneca, went big in for AstraZeneca. Unfortunately, AstraZeneca got a bad reputation, and so people avoided getting the vaccinations because they didn't want, they were waiting for a Pfizer to arrive here in Australia, and so they delayed vaccination, which is fine. For the first 6 months of the year here, we had no COVID cases. Everybody was out without masks and no restrictions whatsoever. But then Delta arrived, and suddenly we were not vaccinated, and we got caught sort of by having such a good experience in the first 6 months. We got caught in the second half of the year, unfortunately. So Pfizer vaccine now is arriving in large numbers, in large amounts. People are getting vaccinated. We went from like a 10% vaccination rate to a 40% vaccination rate between now and fully vaccinated rate between July and now. Yeah, I mean 30% of the population got vaccinated in a month. So they're expecting another 30% to get vaccinated, fully vaccinated in another month, and then they'll take off a bunch of restrictions again. So it was logistics, it was the choice of vaccine, it was a whole bunch of things all together, and I'm avoiding any of the political issues that were part of it. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay. That's pretty good, though. So that's kind of the impression that I got, that you just didn't have enough vaccine to go around yet, but now that the supply is picking up, the vaccination rate is also picking up very well. And also, you didn't mention it, but my understanding is that you also had a situation where the group in Queensland had been working on a vaccine, and it looked very promising, but then because of kind of a technical thing, it fell through at the end, and you kind of had to start over again. So that was a real bummer there. Okay, and finally, the last thing I wanted to clarify here, you talked about the radio, Barry, and I just want to make sure, is that one word or two words? So I'm probably going to Google that after the net.
Radio Berry is one word. It's a Raspberry Pi SDR hat that came out probably a couple years ago now. Was in supply for a while. I got the last one off of AliExpress, and I don't see any supply out there anywhere else at this point. But yes, it's one word, VK2DY.
Okay, I just didn't recognize it, thought it was something new. So maybe it was something that came out and I just didn't hear about it. All right, well, thank you, Robert. I'll let you go. Let's see. I think I'm at the end of my list. Yeah. Well, except for AG5RB, Ross. It's your turn, I think? Okay. I'll try again later on that. So I think I'm ready to take new check-in. So if there's anyone who is, has not had a chance, please come now with your call sign, and I'll add you to my list. Perhaps it would help if I sort of rewound here and recap that this is the SDS Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It's a public access Unix system, and you can find out more by directing your web browser to sdf.org and sign up for a free account. Get yourself a mailbox, a shell account, a website. All kinds of other goodies. What else? So that's kind of the spiel there. This is our weekly net. So we have a lot of hams who are members of the SDF community, so we decided to form a ham club. I mean, you get two hams together. What's the joke? You get two hams together and you'll have three clubs or something like that. So we're taking check-ins. And I'm looking at the list on my Echolink app, and everybody on the list there has had a chance here. So it's mostly the people out there on the digital gateway on DMR land or YSF land or All-Star, the people out there who are listening who would like to join us, please come now with your call sign. Okay. Well, how about any rechecks? Does anybody have anything they want to add to what they said before?
KC3LYZ, just a little curious about the radio berry. Sounds pretty good. I saw a few months ago about a Chinese version on a Raspberry or an SDR that was similar to the Kiwi SDR. Is this the same thing, or is it a different software?
Okay, let's see if VK2DY wants to answer that.
Yeah, VK2DY. Well, all of these boards are obviously manufactured in China, but I think the Kiwi must be a different device. Whether it uses the same software is an interesting question. I do not know that. The RadioBerry software is out there on GitHub, and that's what I know about it. I only came across the RadioBerry. It sounded interesting. There was only one left on AliExpress, and I jumped on it. So I didn't do a whole lot of research. I just made the jump. But there seems to be a fair bit of information out there on RadioBerry. So I'm sorry that I can't really answer the question properly. VK2DY.
Okay, I should have said the Roberts could communicate amongst themselves there. So KC3LYZ, why don't you, if you have something to reply, go ahead.
That's okay. I'll see what I can find on Google there. KC3LYZ.
Okay, and I don't know if this is a quick question or not there, but VK2DY, are the RadioBerry, is it significantly different from a USB SDR dongle?
Yes, I think the main difference is the form factor. It's a hat rather than a dongle. So I think that's really the main difference. Obviously, SDRs are SDRs. So I think that's the main difference. It also transmits at only 150 watts. So if you want to make anything useful transmitting, you're going to have to put an amplifier on it. VK2DY.
Oh, it transmits. Well, that's a significant difference right there. And I think you said 150 watts. Did you mean 150 milliwatts?
Comment.
150 milliwatts, obviously. VK2DY.
Okay, and was that Marcus who had a comment?
That's correct. KFSQOC. There's a few YouTube videos about it. They were selling kits that you could solder together yourself for a little while. And then AliExpress, a bunch of people started making them. So you might have Lux looking for a kit. I didn't want to bother putting it together or waiting 2 months for it to get here from China. But they're really cool. But yeah, they're a little HF. It's an HF transceiver hat. So it's a hat for your Raspberry Pi that lets you receive and transmit. It's a SDR radio.
Okay, that's very interesting. And as I said, being HF-oriented and being able to transmit, those are both two major factors that distinguish it from the typical RTL SDRs that are USB-based. All right, thank you both of you, all of you there who commented about that. So I'm ready to take any additional rechecks or check-ins before we wrap the net. So if you have something to add, please call now.
Can I find QOC?
Yeah, go ahead, Marcus.
I wanted to open up the holy war, so to speak. I've been really pulling my hair out trying to decide. I've been looking at this ICOM 7300 and the Yaesu FT991A, and if you ask 10 people, you get 10 different answers about it. And besides single sideband on 2 meters and 70 centimeters, I'm not sure if there's a big difference between them. Anybody got any opinions?
AB3KC.
Okay, I'm going to pass control to AB3KC, and what was Marcus's call sign? KI5QOC, and when you guys are done, pass it back to me.
Okay, this is AB3KC, and I own the ICOM 7300, but I so that's about the extent of my knowledge. I can't Maybe I was too quick on the key. I can't compare it. But it is extremely popular in my local area, and it seems to be one of the most popular rigs out there. And so I was able to get this one from a silent key, and I'm enjoying it a lot, but unfortunately I can't get into anything further, except for I would just be like plus one on the 7300. Good reviews. So I'll hand it over to Marcus, KI520C, AB3KC.
Thanks a million. I appreciate it. Even a little plus one is good. Yeah, down here in Austin, the only reason it's got me questioning is because there's a couple of guys that have started up a net that's it's VHF, single sideband net, and it's just a couple of guys, but I'm like, oh man, what 2-meter single sideband radios are there? And it's like, well, if I'm going to buy one radio, but at the same time, if I'm going to talk to four people, it's not worth extra money or hassle. So anyway, I just figured I would ask. I didn't know if there were a bunch of people one way or the other out there. Back to net control.
Okay. Well, just off the top of my head, I don't think you're limited to those two candidates. I think my old ICOM 706 does sideband on 2 meters. So, and that's been around for over 20 years. It comes down to what other features of the radio are important to you. So, I think the gold standard is to find somebody in your neighborhood who's got one, who's had one for a while, with good experience with it, and even better than that would be somebody who's tried both of them. Maybe he bought one of them and used it for a while, and then bought the other one and used it, and has some comparative comments to make. But those are pretty rare, pretty hard to find. So the other, the backup to that is to find somebody who's had one or the other and can tell you their experience with it. You can do that online, or you can do it in person, or you can do it on the air. So I haven't tried either one of them. I've gotten kind of what's the word I'm looking for? I would probably tend to avoid Yaesu. I've had their radios in the past, but the more recent Yaesu has kind of bothered me. So I would probably I would be leaning toward the 7300 myself in that choice. But I have not really researched it, so just take that as a gut reaction. Do we have anybody else who would like to chime in on this particular topic? Well, in the absence of that, I see N4RNW has joined us. He's gone. But I see VK3EWF. So I don't recognize the call sign, so I assume you have no idea who we are and what we're talking about here. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. SDF stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's some kind of anime thing. Anyway, it's a public access Unix system that has a lot of hams that are members, and so we formed our own little club here, and we have our little net every week on Echolink. So if you would like to check in, this week we don't have a particular topic, so we're just this kind of open mic, whatever's on your mind about ham radio. So let's see, VK3EWF, if you would like to go ahead, you have the mic.
Hi there. My name is Ernie. I'm from Australia. I live in a town called Geelong in Victoria, which is a state of Australia. I was just flicking through Echolink, quite new to the Echolink process, and came across your node, and just having a listen to the technical side, as I'm a retired Cisco network engineer, and I have a bit of technical background. So nice to meet you all, and the time in where I am is 10:45 in the morning. Back to you guys.
Okay, thank you, Ernie. We do this every week at 00:00 Zulu, so you can make a note of that. I guess that's 11 a.m. Monday, your time. I think Monday. Thank you for joining us this week. Let's see if anybody else is in here. Well, let's go back and check for AG5RB, Ross. Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard him check in, so I'm just going to mark him down with that. So,
let's see, how about N4RNW? He doesn't seem to be on the list anymore.
I think he came and went. So, do we have any new check-ins or rechecks before I wrap up the net this week? Okay, well, we've gone 45 minutes, so that's a pretty good record lately. We've been having some 15 and 20-minute nets in the last few weeks, so I'll settle for this. So let's see, where am I in my script here? I need to scroll down here. So, okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at 0045 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, I think the SDF DMR talk group number 31650 is still a thing. I think we only had one check-in from DMR, so he may be kind of lonely talking to himself there. But it's there if you want to try it, and I think it's there even when we're not having the net, so try it other times as well. And otherwise, you can look for us in comm on the SDF, probably in the Anon radio room. I guess that's about it for this week. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, Bane 73.
And Anon Radio is celebrating 25 years on the air on September 7th.
Ah, Marcus, thank you for mentioning that. It didn't occur to me. That's a good thing, yeah.
73, thanks a lot for running the net.